Chapter 3, Fake Air 3, MTL Editor, Ellie Second Editor, Random Alex Chingsong, a personal servant who follows Dao Rui, was dedicated to him. Whenever he went out to play with him, he did not forget to ask his family to keep an eye on the trend in the house, for fear of missing something to make Dao Rui suffer. In the middle of the night, Dao Rui leaned on the soft couch on the boat, eating fruit and flapping his folding fan. After listening trough the gauze curtain, the woman who plays the zither softly sang the most popular music these days. After being called out for a while, Chingsong hurried back to Dao Rui's ear and whispered, "Young heir, no good, my father said that madam brought people from the house, shut their mouths and sent them out of town in a carriage overnight." Chu Ju, the maid beside madam, also ordered all the servants in the house to keep their mouths shut and leave the house without a word. This is to seal everyone's mouth. Dao Rui hooked his lips and smiled. HMPH, as long as they leave me alone. As for what they want, I don't care. But this is also too unfair. In the past, whenever you made mistakes, you would be punished to kneel in the ancestral hall. The third young master sinned, it was dismissed. I heard that the third young master has long gone back to his room to rest. Yo, are you still thinking about fairness? Dao Rui, look at the anxiety on this boy's face, and tell him patiently. Impunity is better than punishment on the side of the oldest. In the past, father used to talk about him and teach his second child a lesson. After this incident, they will not accept it in their hearts. When they go out to associate with others in the future, their speech and attitude will bring something out. My mother's wishful thinking is to keep the lofty reputation of her son. Chingsong shone at the moment, suddenly thinking of another thing. Young heir, you expose him in front of those servants on purpose? Today, the people sent away by madam are all those who help in her yard. There are 6 or 7 maids and nannies together with them. Only the 4 trusted maids and Chu Ju are left behind. It's not a small loss. Dao Rui nodded his head. Yes, even if you're Chu Ju, can you not panic? Today is someone else, next time, they might face the same fate. Chingsong thought about this. If it fell on his head, a sealing order would be sent to the people in the ancestral hometown. Then, he was afraid he cannot rest in peace, and can no longer be loyal to death to such a master. The key was the open plan. Those people who wanted to hate can't hate Dao Rui, they will only resent the ruthlessness of the madam. But the madam does not dare to gamble. In addition to the 4 maids, she simply didn't believe that the rest of them could keep their mouths shut. Even if the madam knew about it, she could only do so. Tonight in the mansion, from top to bottom, we'll have difficulty sleeping peacefully. The subordinates are restless, those masters were also holding their breaths. He then looked at the leisurely young heir in front of him and suddenly felt that he had underestimated the young heir in the past, seeing how shrewd the young heir was, casually throwing them into the pit. This was how he could make madam's life difficult. The madam was in charge of the mansion and had plenty of ways to punish the young heir. Doesn't the young heir see how he isn't loved by the master and madam? Things had already been this way for a long time. The future is worrying. Chingsong didn't understand what Dao Rui was thinking, and didn't dare to mention these things to Dao Rui for fear that it would sour his mood. He could only serve well on the side, thinking that it could be comfortable for a day. He didn't know that Dao Rui didn't care about the title of Duke of The Country, nor did he care about his eccentric parents. There was no need to worry about the future. Dao Rui wouldn't trap himself. Of course, he didn't want to make it difficult, but he wanted to avoid punishment and pave the way for leaving the mansion in the future. In ancient times, heaven and earth, the king and ancestors, no matter how Duke Shuangguo couple raised the original owner, he would have been known as an unfilial son. How uncomfortable would that be? He didn't want to be trapped by tradition. Even if he wanted to go, he had to solve this problem before he went. Anyway, in his current situation, it was impossible to predict his own future. Let's have a good time first. It was not him who was in a hurry. Sooner or later, people who thought about this scandal would bring out the truth. Dao Rui yawned back to the mansion at dawn, and no matter what, he told the kitchen to make tofu skin buns and shredded chicken porridge, and slept comfortably after eating, giving several servants in the courtyard a holiday. Aunts and siblings who received the news marveled that Dao Rui was getting bolder and bolder, while Dao Qian and Dao Lishi were gagging with anger and didn't know what to scold him for. They were anxious and couldn't care about Dao Rui for the time being. Dao Bin confessed to them privately, that he and Qin Ruo were in love with each other, and he wouldn't marry any woman other than Qin Ruo. The two cursed for half a day, watching Dao Bin that insisted, with a headache. They even hated the misbehaving Qin Ruo. In their view, Dao Bin had always been polite and sensible, and the wrong step must have been done by Qin Ruo. Fen Qin Ruo knew that the two families meant to marry each other, and they couldn't change it. They didn't like Dao Rui's scheme to expose Dao Bin, which was really shameless. They naturally couldn't let such a woman through the door, however the change of marriage would be extremely absurd. Although the Duke of Shuangguo's mansion isn't the same as before, they still needed to save face. Two people ordered that Dao Bin wasn't allowed to go out, and specially sent Chu Ju to watch in his room. He wasn't allowed to contact Qin Ruo, only to stay at home and reflect. As for Qin Ruo, the idea is to withdraw the marriage. Dao Qian tapped the table and scolded, "This woman is unbearable. Even if Dao Rui isn't his favorite child, he couldn't let Dao Rui marry this woman." They didn't know how to deal with this while, unexpectedly, the Qin family came first. The visitor was Qin Ruo's mother, who said with great difficulty, "Sister must have known what happened yesterday." Ruoer was really frightened and kept crying when she came home, saying that she didn't dare to spend time with the young heir. She sighed, "We as parents, certainly want our children to be safe and happy. Our two families have known each other for many years, and we wanted to continue the friendship between the two families at the beginning, so we can't make a bitter couple, can we? So, I think, about this marriage." Dao Lixi's attitude was a little cold, and her speech was haughty, "Does Madam Qin want to break off her marriage?" Madam Qin didn't think much about it. It was normal for anyone who came to their house to break off their marriage after an incident. She said what she thought, "The marriage between the two families has been decided for many years, which is naturally not child's play, but this marriage mainly depends on our two families. If Ruoer and Binner become a couple, we will still be married, and the young heir can find a more suitable wife, what do you think?" Madam Qin was a little embarrassed when she said this. After all, it was a change of marriage. But she was confident that the other party would agree, because this was their Qin family's concession, giving up the heirs. Madam position, and marrying a second son, which was why the Qin family suffered. If Qin Ruo hadn't been crying and refused to marry Dao Rui, they wouldn't have agreed to this. The Duke's residence would find a better wife's family for Dao Rui as a backer, and may also be able to give Dao Rui, the heir apparent, an official position. Wasn't it the best of both sides? There was no reason for the Duke's family to not agree. She thought well, but Dao Lixi got even angrier when she heard it. This was clearly Qin Ruo stirring up trouble, thinking of concealing the truth so as to get what she wanted. If Dao Rui didn't expose the matter of fornication, she might really consider. After all, the Qin family was also a very good marriage prospect. But, if she agreed to Qin Ruo for her son, she was still afraid that that woman would be hooking up with others behind her son's back. She said coldly, "I can understand Madam Qin's love for your daughter, but my Duke's second son is not an object to pick and choose like this. Since Miss Qin has no interest in my son, the marriage is over and the two families can exchange the tokens back." Madam Qin was stunned for a moment and looked at her with uncertainty. "I came to discuss with sister. If sister does not agree, we can discuss again. This is the marriage decided by the elders. How can we just break it off? Qin Ruo has been engaged to the Dao family for many years. If she went to marry someone else, she was afraid that the status would be even lower than Dao Bin. It certainly wouldn't be a high-ranking family." Madam Qin was worried and puzzled. Dao Lixi, however, firmly made up her mind, "There's nothing to discuss in this matter, the problem is too much, and I do not want Ruer's marriage to be unsatisfactory, so let it go." "How can this be?" Dao Rui's voice was heard before they could see him entering the hall while smiling. Xia Rui followed him anxiously and bowed her head to apologize, "Madam, this slave girl couldn't stop young heir." Dao Lixi waved her hand, "You go." Then she said to Dao Rui, "I'm having a guest, what are you doing here? Don't you have manners? Why don't you go study and read? Greetings Madam Qin." Dao Rui bowed to Madam Qin before smiling and saying, "I've read those books 1,000 times, what's so good about them? On the contrary, I heard that mother is withdrawing my marriage. I must come and join the fun." Madam Qin frowned, the matter of withdrawing from the marriage was described by him as a fun thing, and she inexplicably felt disrespected. She thought Dao Rui came to salvage the marriage. Why was he not doing that? She had to beat him for her daughter. However, before she could say anything, she heard Dao Rui say, "Mother, have you forgotten? It was me who didn't want to marry Qin Ruo and told you to properly give me a withdrawal. If you accept the Qin family's withdrawal today like this, won't outsiders think that Qin Ruo won't see me? How can this be? I still want my reputation." Dao Lixi said in anger, "You're a man, still so calculating? Do you want the Qin girl to bear the reputation of being someone whose marriage had been withdrawn? How will she find someone else and live in the future?" Dao Rui looked puzzled, "Why can't she take the blame for her indiscretion instead of me? What does it matter to me how she lives? Isn't she the one who chose the path? And how did she find someone else? Hasn't she already found her next family?
Dao Rui.
Madam Qin rose in shock and anger. How can you humiliate people like this, young heir? Madam Dao, please make it clear to me, even if you're the Duke's family, my Qin family is not something you can bully and humiliate.
Dao Lixi's heart was beating fast. She quickly walked to Dao Rui and pushed him.
You bastard, get out. Stop talking nonsense here, won't why? Oh, you even listen to your mother's words?
Dao Rui stood there motionless. No matter how she pushed and pushed, he didn't take a step back, and looked at Madam Qin and said, Who Qin Ruo secretly has an affair with?
Why don't you go back and ask?
How can we tell you this?
The word, indiscretion, is ugly. I know, this is the first time I have said this about a woman.
She can do things, but can't I say anything?
These three words can't describe her better. If she has even half a conscience, she should have groveled before her relatives before looking for a husband, instead of looking for someone behind my back and trying to throw my reputation into the mud. In short, this marriage must be withdrawn, but if there's any rumors about me, then, no one will have a reputation left.
Madam Qin sat down on a chair at the moment, and almost couldn't take a breath.
She covered her heart for a few breaths and got up dizzily. You all, if I find out that you slander Ruoer, I will kill you all.
She did not have the heart to ask them again.
She was full of anxiety, just wanting to return home immediately, grab Qin Ruo to ask what was going on. She didn't dare to think that, if what Dao Rui said was true, it would be a guillotine hanging over the head of the Qin family. The Qin family raised such daughters, all married and unmarried girls in the Qin family would suffer, and even their parents couldn't escape responsibility. Who was the scumbag who lured her daughter to do such a thing? She was so angry that she wanted to kill him.
Dao Lixi chased after Madam Qin. Then she went back to the room and raised her hand to give Dao Rui a slap.
Dao Rui stepped back with his hands behind his back, his face suddenly cold. This slap should be given to your beloved son. If mother continues to be so unreasonable, I will ask the clan to come together to judge.
Dao Lixi's eyes widened. You're threatening me? What exactly do you want?
Do you have to bring disgrace to the Duke's mansion before you stop? That depends on what you do. Let me be clear, I naturally don't care. I will not directly expose the scandal of Dao Bin to other people, even if I'm labeled unfilial. Besides that, you can think it over before you do anything.